On Wednesday, September 24th, CITR and Mint Records presents Novalero with Friends. The details and the good news. Winnipeg locals Novalero have just released their third record, A Little Tradition, and now they are hitting the road to celebrate. The band shall be visiting the Bergen on September 24th for their Vancouver CD release show.
That's Novalero with the details and the good news at the Bergen, 50 Cordova Street on Wednesday, September 24th. Brought to you by Mint Records and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for A Noise here with your host, Luke Mead, as it is every Wednesday on CITR 101.9 FM atop the gorgeous Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. And if you're listening to us on www.citr.ca, hello, all you cybers. Coming up in the next hour and a half, lots of new stuff to cover, actually. Lots of good local stuff, actually, we're going to be focusing on today. Great new compilation that we'll be focusing on after 12 o'clock. Right now, something old, something brand new by someone really old, the legendary Pink Dots. 40 albums under their belt. My goodness, Eber Kaspel, the head of Legendary Pink Dots, makes the word prolific, is the living embodiment of it, if you ask me. The new one is called Plutonium Blonde. They're going to be here next month, actually. And yeah, we might be giving away tickets a little bit later down the road. However, new album out on Roar Records. Very, very appropriately titled track here. This is Legendary Pink Dots with Torch Song.
My sorry knees.
much to die for, so much to kill for, so much to hate, there's so much to break. God damn, for God's sake, we're damned. And I'm late.
Frankie Deirdre, 20-year-old Frankie. He's married, he's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Well, let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. Frankie can't make it, 'cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. And Frankie's getting evicted. Let's hear it for Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Frankie is so desperate, he's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib. Oh, Frankie. Frankie looked at his wife. Shut up. What have I done? Let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie with a gun to his head. I know. Frankie's dead.
lying in hell.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to A Noise. What you just heard there, brand, well, not brand new at all. What am I saying? Force of habit by saying brand new. This is Video 586, a very, very rare and early track by New Order, released originally in 1982. Served as a prototype to what became the famous or infamous Blue Monday single, available on Touch Records. One song only, 22 minutes long. Video 586 by New Order. Before that, we heard Frankie Teardrop by, of course, Suicide. Now, I couldn't believe this when I read it this weekend, but just released, there is a live limited edition 6-CD box set of Suicide, spanning their career from September 1977 to August 1978. It's basically every live show they did in that time frame. So if you're that big of a Suicide fan and you have a lot of money, be sure and check that out. It's out on Blast First Records. Limited edition of 3,000 copies. Suicide Live, 1977 to 78. And then we started you off there with the legendary Pink Dots. Still prolific as hell. And I think they released pretty much an album every, I would safely say every 16 to 18 months, it seems. They put out 40 albums since they started in 1980, so you can do the math there. They're on Roar Records now, and of course the very reliable, originally bootleg cassette-only label. Roar has spanned into the vinyl and CD mediums, and you can check them out at www.roar, that's roir/USA.com. You heard Torch Song there. The name of the album is Plutonium Blonde. We're going to move into some local territory now. We've got this amazing compilation sent to us by the kind folks at Thankless Records, and they've given us a 21-track compilation CD of some of the most cutting-edge stuff coming out of Vancouver right now. The CD is entitled I Ate Your Legs. This features a whole bunch of old friends and old foes. We've got the Nihilist Party, Certain Breeds, Shearing Pinks, Mattress, Hepatidal Wave, Channels 3 and 4, New Sensei, Stamina Mantis, and the list goes on. We're going to hear the first three tracks. Oh, actually, sorry. Let's find out what's going on at Fake Jazz while we're talking about it. Fake Jazz Wednesdays every Wednesday at the Cobalt Hotel, 917 Main Street. Tonight we have Ultrasonic Ghetto Blaster, Rough Noble, LSDJ. That's a good one. Empty Love and Flat Gray. Flat Gray is always a great time. So if you're into anything remotely noisy or experimental, be sure to go every Wednesday to the Cobalt Hotel for Fake Jazz Wednesdays. We're going to hear the first three tracks off of this compilation that will complement what goes on at Fake Jazz, I'm sure. We're going to hear something by the Nihilist Party, the Certain Breeds, and we're going to hear the Shearing Pinks. This is a great compilation, brand new, entitled I Ate Your Legs.
Yeah. is cuter than a fur.
Meow.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM. Three tracks you heard just there off of the brand new, insanely local, insanely manic I Ate Your Legs compilation out on Thankless Records. You heard The Nihilist Party with Kitty Friend Robot. You heard Certain Breeds with Street Dogs. And then what you just heard there, Shearing Pinks with Inertia. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to move into some local electronic-y kind of territory. Two brand new things just brought to our attention here. Something brand new by a CITR expat, Sam Macklin, better known as his alias Connecticut. Brand new, beautiful vinyl package entitled L.A. An Apology out on CSAF Records. And then we'll hear something from our friends Coin Gutter, who have a brand new one out as well, Pigeonless. But we're going to start off with Connecticut. And the album says, it goes on to say, nothing is wrong. All glitches are intentional. This is a track by Connecticut entitled Clear Sight Blinds.
Thank you. microbe. We're at 8,000 feet. Perishing cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, every Thursday, Sweet and Hot with Mr. Charles Burnham. Great way to start your Thursday morning, 10 to 12 here on CITR. Coming up, stay tuned. In the next 1 o'clock, we've got the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental talk show. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway, hosted by Anita B. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia and Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, my man, Hans Kloss with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on 101.9. And coming up in this next set, we'll get into some kind of proggy math rock. What spawned this idea off was something brand new that came in the mail to us from Discord Records, continuing to baffle me with the direction that this originally intense DC hardcore label is going in the musical direction. They sent us a band by the name of Farrakhet. The album is called Anthology 1997-98. I did kind of scoff at the title. I don't think 1 year deserves to be called an anthology. Just call it an album. But I put it in, and I was actually quite surprised that I forgot how much I do enjoy this genre of music. The liner notes go on to say, Farrakhet is sometimes labeled a math rock band, but using complicated rhythmic structures was not the band's only focus. Instead, all songs were written from the group's collective natural impulse. If asked which meter any of its songs were written in, Farrakhet's members, all of whom were self-taught musicians, would be hard-pressed to provide an answer. Upon closer inspection, you'll notice that the majority of the songs on this record are based in triple meter, which gives Farrakhet's music a swing and separates the band from its peers. This is Farrakhet off of their Anthology 1997-98, and with a track entitled Call It Sane.
We'll be right back.
do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I had to fade out that last track because I'm running out of time and we have to get to the Nurse with Wound List song, and it's kind of lengthy. So I'll quickly go through what you just heard there. Starting off there with something brand new on Discord Records, Farrakhet Anthology 1997-98. And I gave you the wrong song title. That was Yo-Yo. But they've got one CD out. Anthology, 1997-98. Went back a few years after that with Vancouver's own The Approach with Wings of Monarchs, their debut album, with the last track on that album, The Furnace Wakes. And then we heard a post-rock classic, Don Caballero. Yes, I know they have a new album out, thank you, caller, but guess what? It stinks. So I had to remind myself of what they used to sound like. Don Caballero, their third record, the track was called In the Absence of Strong Evidence to the Contrary, One May Step Out of the Way of the Charging Bull. Yes, indeedy. Yes, we're at the end of the show here, so we've got to play our Nurse with Wound track. As always, every week we play something off of the infamous Nurse list, off of Nurse with Wound's very first album, listing over 300 bands. Today we're going to focus on the Belgian chamber music quartet known as Universe Zero, part of the musical movement known as Rock in Opposition, which strove to create dense, challenging music, a direct contrast to the disco and punk music that were being produced in the late 70s. Big influences on Universe Zero are Bartok and Stravinsky. However, the band also cited less well-known composers such as Albert Hubrecht, who was also Belgian. They've just re-released their now infamous debut album, better known as 1313. I'm going to hear the first track off of this entitled Ronde. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And that concludes yet another edition of A Noise. You've just heard Universe Zero off of their 1313 album. The track is called Ronde, recently reissued by Suniform Records. And thanks for listening. Stay tuned for The Green Majority. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.